So I didn't know that Ninja Godfather was something I needed in my reading repertoire, but now I do, I guess.
Ninja Godfather.
It makes sense.
I like what you're saying. Hi there, welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Zach's the son, I'm the father. We're here for you today, a book blast episode. That means spoiler-light discussion. This is Zach's reactions to what?
The Green Bone Saga by Fonda Lee.
I've not read this yet. It's on my TBR. I might be getting to it this year, if not the next year, but it's close. It's high up the list. So I'm eager to see what Zach's going to say, but he's not going to spoil any of this. Just kind of give us his reactions, his thoughts.
I think the first thing I'm going to say is after reading it, you should probably move it up your list a little bit. A little sooner.
Okay.
It's really good. It is Eastern inspired, nice, fun, different take on fantasy, but it also has good political elements as well as good, like, magic-y, combat-y stuff. There's action, but there's also subtle things. It's good and fun for that. There are moments that catch you off guard and you're not expecting, and they hit you. It keeps you coming back for more. But what I really want to say about this series is it is written so damn smart.
He said a bad word.
The choices that were made in how this story is told, who the characters are, which ones get the focus when, is so good. It has one of the best, possibly only examples I can think of a tertiary character that when they are around is absolutely a primary character, and in terms of like how they technically impact the story, one of the most important characters in the entire series, but is still absolutely a tertiary character.
That's interesting.
And it's just so, like, they're not important, but they're so important, but they're still not important.
Okay. It makes me wonder, though, you know, I'm currently finishing up another trilogy that you said I should read sooner that's also very clearly Far East inspired, and that's The Poppy War.
Yes.
Any parallels, comparisons?
The
setting is very different time-wise, right?
Very different time-wise. In the inspiration and some of the like cultural elements, yes. And there's definitely some of that tied in. However, the focuses of them are a little different. What I love about this trilogy is that when you take it in its whole, it's not just the story of a family or specific characters or a nation, but ultimately it's the story of, and it's in the title, it's the story of Jade in this world, how it impacts what we see go through and what,
like,
we're going to see
mineral
forward.
Or, I mean, the stone, Jade, you're talking about? Or is that a character?
No, the actual physical
rock
thing.
Okay.
Their magic system is based around that, kind of. Not going too far into it, but that's the source, kind of.
Okay.
And it is such a good decision to have, like, the amount of time that each book covers in the way that it is and expanding differently. I'm not telling you how much each book covers, but the last book covers more than 10 times the amount of time of either of the other books.
Now, you usually hate time jumps.
But that's the thing. It's not exactly time jumps so much as it feels almost more like a story told through vignettes that are very poignant and don't feel like they're missing things.
Interesting.
And so you get more a growing, continuing story that doesn't get bogged down in some of the day-to-day unless it's important.
Now, you talked to me briefly about what you were feeling about this series when you had just finished the first book.
Yeah.
And you seem to be talking far more positively and enthusiastically now, having finished it. So, not that you were poo-pooing it, but you're definitely singing its praises stronger than you were back then. Is this one that really does build along the way? You got to keep up at it. It starts here, but then it's going to go up to 11?
it's really one that the scale and scope of what you're dealing with grows with it. And so it's very much like this is the world we're dealing with in the first book. And it's a very interesting story and it's engaging, but that's what it is. And then the next one, it opens up to being, okay, maybe this is the world and what's going on and what's more as we continue forward with this story and develop things further. And then the final one is like, no. Ignore everything I just said. This entire trilogy is the story of Jade in this world.
Okay. Interesting. That's a shift. Because it's not at all uncommon with trilogies. You start here, the second one gets a little bigger, and the third one is like this. But you're just saying the first one starts here, the second one's here, and the other is, I forget it. Just listen to what we have to say.
The big thing for me is that by the time you get to the third, the first two have done such a good job getting you invested, emotionally invested, but also just like thinking it's these interesting convoluted plots and well-built world, so that the complex social and political problems that are faced in different nations at different times is something that you care about the resolutions, and it delivers.
Is there a main character in this one, or is it a cast of characters, or it is a, you know, ensemble, or is it just all over the place?
You can see it kind of in the taglines on the covers of these books, so I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to say there is a main family of characters.
Ah,
there are okay. Other characters that interact and are very important and through this, but ultimately there is a singular family that is most important and we spend most of our time with.
Okay, I like that. That works. Okay. As somebody who's on the fence as to whether they should read it or not, what would be the tipping point for you to say, if you love this, you should try this trilogy?
Do you like complex gangster plots? Do it. Do you like Eastern fantasy? This needs to be in there. Do you like fantasy that takes place in a more modern world? This has a great place there.
Does this move, therefore, into urban fantasy style?
It's definitely urban, like, world. It's cities, it's all that stuff. But I don't think the way that it's structured in its story is what I consider urban fantasy.
Now let me toss a different thing. Is it only fantasy because there's magic and the rest of it could be just any drama, any mystery? Or is fantasy more embedded through it than just that there's magic?
It's probably mostly because, like, it is not our world, but it is a world that it mirrors ours in many ways. Mm-hmm. The fantastical elements are based around that. However, it is a large driving force throughout the plot of the story. So yes, it's just that there's magic, but it plays such a pivotal role in the story that it does belong. Okay. You could tell the story without that, but I think at that point you're telling more or less history.
Okay. My last question, do the names of people have apostrophes in them?
Some of them.
Oh, it's totally fantasy. Okay, never mind. We're good.
But keep in mind, some of that is just the Eastern way of like having apostrophes or hyphens to be like, no, it's their last name and then part of their first name, or like a respectful prefix.
You're overthinking
or
suffix. It's fantasy. All right. Last call. Anything else you want to say about it before we wrap?
I think you'll enjoy it when you read it. There's no doubt in my mind that you should and will read it, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, as I look at my TBR, like I said, it's on there. It's been on there for a while.
Is it double digits?
I'm going to tell you right now, it is, wow, pretty buried. It's in the 400s. Oof. So I should move it up, you're saying?
I think that should be at least in your 100s.
Okay. Well,
it should be like 300 closer than it is.
You're usually right on book recommendations, so I will move it up. Notice I was very specific there. You're usually right on book recommendations, so
I will move
it up. All right, thanks. Everybody watching this, if you've already read this trilogy, give us your thoughts on it as well. Spoiler light, come on, I haven't read it. Don't do that to me. If you haven't read it yet and you go on to read it now because of what Zach said and you enjoyed it, let us know. You don't have to just put comments here. Down in the show notes, you can see our social media presence, especially on Twitter. You can also see our Discord server. We talk with people all the time about the books we're enjoying on our server. So take advantage of the invitation and come find us there. I think that's all we have, Zach. Yeah.
That's all I've got for now without getting too deep into this.
Exactly. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.